You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. We're going to look ahead to a very good evening coming up at Sunderland on Wednesday. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm in great form, Mark. Very much looking forward to the denouement of the William Hill Festival at Sunderland. It's been some really good racing so far. Full of the highs and lows and the ups and downs of greyhound racing, if truthful, but a lot to look forward to.
Yes, certainly is. Four finals taking place on Wednesday evening. It's a competition that seems to catch the imagination up in the north.
It does. I mean, nationwide, you could say, really. You get entries from all over the country, and obviously there was Irish interest this year as well. It sort of means that we don't have a real fallow time after the William Hill Derby's finished. We're straight into more excitement.
And what do you make of the car then, Jonathan? Plenty of strong opinions along the way?
Some great finals, and definitely, for the prize money, you'd expect that to be the case. Very, very competitive. And the good thing about the one-off races that are supporting the finals is that we've seen plenty of them in action. A lot of greyhounds didn't quite make it through to the big deciders.
Yeah. Let's get stuck into the action then. The 7-11 is the first race that we're going to look at. This one is an open race over 640 metres. Who'd you go with in the opener, Jonathan?
Well, this is very much a sort of a consolation for the William Hill Grand Prix, and I quite fancy trap 5, Kakantu, for Kevin Boone. It was a very impressive winner in the first round of the Grand Prix, won by nearly 6 lengths from Black House Heidi, and didn't run at all badly when eliminated in fourth behind Dinsdale at the semi-final stage. I think this is a race that Kakantu can be prominent from the outset in, and it'd be very difficult to catch if he does get round in front. Main danger may come from trap 6, Lowgate Jasper, another first round Grand Prix winner. He will be staying on very strongly at the finish. Airmount Paco in 3, just not quite firing on all cylinders, but very dangerous to write him off. Certainly has a better start than he's been producing of late. I'm going for 5, Kakantu, to beat 6, Lowgate Jasper, and 3, Airmount Paco.
5-6-3 then in the opener. Moving on to the second race, which is the 7.26. This one is an open race over 450 metres. I imagine Calzaghe George will be a relatively short price favourite here, Jonathan, but what do you make of the race?
Yeah, I'm going to go for Calzaghe George. He was most unfortunate in the semi-finals of the William Hill Classic at the weekend. Was right up there in the merry, messy race won by Pinpoint Finesse, and got involved in the incident that unfortunately led to Pinpoint Maxi getting injured. Now, presuming he's all right after that, and he wouldn't have been entered for this race otherwise, I think Ted Soppitt's charge will take a lot of beating. Got the inside draw. That's a big bonus. I think he can pace up and quickly take command. Trap 2, like it a lot. It's a very classy greyhound who's had his problems, but certainly has a decent makeup here, and he may well provide the main threat. Trap 5, Aclamore Messi will be all the better for his look round the track in the heats of the Classic, and could be prominent early on the outside. I'm going for 1, Calzaghe George, to be 2, Like It A Lot, and 5, Aclamore Messi.
On to our third race then. This is the 7.43. This one is the Tetley's Puppy. It's an open race over 450 metres. Which other puppy stands out to you, Jonathan?
Ran in the heat of the Puppy Plate at the weekend, and the greyhound who probably ran better than his finishing position suggests is trap 4, Ballymac Grant. He showed pace along the back straight in the heat won by Camp Joker, and had a 27-27 trial on his card prior to that. I think that sort of run could be good enough here, and I also think the middle draw might suit him. Main danger may come from 2, Calzaghe Rocky. In time, he's going to need further than this 450 metres, but he will be finishing strongly. Sparta Nelson in 1 will be suited by the inside draw, having moved markedly to the rails from 4 at the weekend. He looks a tri-cast likely. I'm going to go for trap 4, Ballymac Grant, to be 2, Calzaghe Rocky, and 1, Sparta Nelson.
And onto the 7.59 next. This is the William Hill, home of the Festival Standard. It's an open race over 450 metres. Who do you side with in there?
I'm going to go for 4, Knee-Jerk Reaction, who was knocked out of the Classic at the weekend behind fastest semi-final winner Connor Trigger. That was after posting the fastest time the first round himself. Now, you could say it was a little bit disappointing at the weekend, but he didn't quite start in the manner he can. He'll need to break better here, but if he does, he's going to be very difficult to beat. Satin Mark in one has a very good draw on the inside, always has to be respected when wearing the red jacket. I prefer him for second ahead of Droopy's Alessio, who will really need to race clear early if he's going to prevail. I'm going for 4 knee-jerk reaction to beat 1 Satin Mark and 2 Droopy's Alessio.
On to the 4 finals next, and the first of them is the 8.16. This is the William Hill Festival Flyer Final. It's an open race over 261 metres, and we've got a pretty short price favourite in the shape of Walsh's Hill, who's 2-5, 9-4 for Daytime Flyer. Colliery Jazz is 12s, 20-1 for Guinness Eagle, 25s for Ballymac Cable, and Forest Vic is 50-1. Priced up as a bit of a match between Walsh's Hill and Daytime Flyer. Jonathan, do you see it that way yourself?
You have to, really. I think, Mark, it's one of those races where whatever makes the bend in front out of that duo will probably win. Now, Walsh's Hill did beat Daytime Flyer at Newcastle back in May, but there wasn't much between them at the bend. Look, Walsh's Hill is the most likely winner, but I think the value does lie with Daytime Flyer. He's a natural fast trapper, and he probably has fewer hazards to make the bend in front. I think he has viable claims of beating the favourite. Walsh's Hill probably just about the fastest sprinter in the country, but can make a mess at the start on occasions, and for that reason, I just think there's scope to oppose him. For the Tricast, Trap 4, Ballymac Cable will be staying on strongly and can claim that third position. I'm going for 3 Daytime Flyer to spring a little bit of surprise and beat 6 Walsh's Hill and 4 Ballymac Cable.
A little bit of a surprise then in the Festival Flyer Final. Moving on to the 8.33 next, which is the William Hill Puppy Plate Final. An open race over 450 metres, and Droopy's Buick is the 11-10 favourite. 5-2 for Droopy's Vodka. Camp Joker is 9-2. 8s for My Little Dream and Velvet Speed. And 25-1 for Astra Prince, who's the outsider here. I happen to know you quite like one a big price in here, Jonathan.
Yeah, the outsider, Astra Prince, Kevin Boone's charge. Now, was beaten 4.5 lengths by Droopy's Buick in the fastest of the heats at the weekend, but did a huge amount of running, was drawn 3 then, looked like a wider draw would suit. He's got 5 now. I think 25-1 is a massive price, certainly in each way terms. There could be a bit of a speed battle here. That won't bother Astra Prince, and I can see him certainly finishing strongly enough from halfway to be there or thereabouts. Definitely worth an each way interest. Trap 2, Droopy's Buick did nothing wrong at all in the first round and has to be regarded as the most likely winner. Droopy's Vodka, his kennel mate in 3, has a tough draw, needs to start better, and it could be the Camp Joker in one who made a winning British debut in the heats at the weekend is the most likely for the Tricast. But I'm going for a big price one here, Trap 5 Astra Prince to beat 2 Droopy's Buick and 1 Camp Joker.
On to the 8.51 next. This is the William Hill Grand Prix Final. £15,000 in the prize pot for this 640-metre open race. We do have a vacant trap here because JT China has been withdrawn through injury, and that means that 2-2 Tootsie is the 2-1 market leader, 11-4 for Farley Rio. Dinzeo is 100-30, 7-2 for Bubbly Gold, and TJ's Panther is 7-1. So only the 5 of them, Jonathan. Which one comes home in front?
I'm going to go for the defending champion, Farley Rio, to land back-to-back victories in the competition. He's unbeaten so far in the event this time around, and his task is definitely being made a little bit easier by the withdrawal of JT China. I think traps 1 and 2, the poor young kennel mates of Bubbly Gold and TJ's Panther, may have a coming together early, and Farley Rio, who just loves Sunderland, can break well and go round in a pitch. He's really strong this year, a lot stronger greyhound than he probably was 12 months ago. Also strong is trap 5, Dinzeo. He'll be powering home, but he might find it difficult to give start and a beating to Farley Rio, just as he did in the final last year. 2-2 Tootsie has to be respected, done nothing wrong at all so far, very impressive in the semi-finals, but might not get the easy lead that she did on that occasion. I'm going for 4 Farley Rio to retain the title, beating 5 Dinzeo and 6 2-2 Tootsie.
And on to the big race of the evening then, the 9.08, which is the William Hill Classic Final. This is an open race over 450 metres, and the market headed by Connor Trigger, who's 13-8, 3-1 for Laughing Gravy, 5-1 for No Butt and Pinpoint Finesse, 7-1 for Bubbly Ninja, and Jolly Tricks is 8-1. £25,000 in the prize pot for this final, and who takes the big prize, Jonathan?
Every greyhound in this final. There's so much speed on view. Clearly the break's going to be crucial. Trap 1 Pinpoint Finesse and 6 Connor Trigger kennel mates with the Kelly Macari kennel will be up there early. But this race might just set up for Trap 2 No But for Julie Calvert. A very strong all-round greyhound over this distance. And if he can pick a way around the bend to get in a handy enough position at the second, I think he can power through from halfway. Trap 5, Laughing Gravy, was very impressive in the second, in the semi-finals at the weekend. Needs to look lively at the start, but does look a big danger to all. Trap 6, Connor Trigger, back to his very best when winning his semi-final, but like Pinpoint for Nash, only just gets the trip, so can ill afford any issues en route. I'm going for trap 2, No But, to beat 5, Laughing Gravy, and 6, Connor Trigger.
Superb. Good stuff, Jonathan. What will be your best bet on the night, then?
I think for the best bet of the night, I'm very keen on Kakantu in the first of the Sky Racers at 7-11. If you're looking in value terms, though, it's Astral Prince in that puppy final.
Superb. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Good luck, and enjoy it on Wednesday evening.
Looking forward to it. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.